Today is the first Sunday after Christmas. We are still in the Christmas tide, celebrating the born of our King of Kings. However, have you noticed? From the gospel we just read and heard, Jesus, he was a refugee. His entire family was a refugee family. We are celebrating. There are so many good things we just sang. We just heard the scripture readings. Shouldn't Jesus be the King of Kings that is always shining above the clouds? Gloria. And yet, what we found is contrary to what we have in our mind. We have sent together the four beautiful Christmas hymns, and these words are really speaking to us. And when we look at the stable, we know it is a sign. But can you imagine? Well, if I were one of the parents, I wouldn't let my child to be born in such condition. But you know what? That is not end. That was just the beginning. What is the purpose for Jesus to be born? In the book of the Hebrews, we heard that the reason Jesus was born in our human flesh, it has some profound reasons. Because, verse 14, the children share flesh and blood. That is us. He himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who was the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Are you afraid of death? I'm not sure about you, but I certainly am. I'm afraid of death. When I was visiting hospital, in the last hours, my father-in-law, he was in the ICU. His throat was cut off, and with all different kinds of tubes in him, I was so afraid of death. Not because of the torturing of a human, but I was so thankful. My father-in-law, before his last days, he clearly expressed his will. I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. My dear brothers and sisters, death is a kind of shadow. But when there is a shadow, there is the body, right? And that body is the devil. But look how our Savior destructed the power of death. He didn't lead an army to conquer the whole world, because all of us, we are sinners. He didn't do that. Like just the flood overwhelmed the whole earth. But Jesus, what he did was to experience death for us, so that everyone who believes in him can be saved. And here it gave us more. And for it is clear, he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. God certainly created all of us, but not all of us. We are the descendants of Abraham. Even Jesus, who told a lot of religious leaders, like Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus told them, "I am the descendant of Abraham, but you are the descendants of the devil." That is some very serious matter. But here, what we are celebrating is not we're celebrating a king who lives in Paris, in the palace, or even in the heavens that we cannot reach. A king who is so lowly that even we feel we are kind of better than him. Certainly, we are better than this Christ child who is in the haze and animals. But I think not every one of us has tasted the experience to be a refuge. We've heard a lot about helping refuge people, but it is absolutely different from being a refuge by myself. Two days ago, I was asked by a child, and he was asking me, morning, there were people waiting at our door, and those are from the Out of Cold program. He asked, why almost every one of them, they are carrying a large heavy bag or bags. And I told him it is because all of their belongings is in that bag. Can you imagine being a refuge? But today's gospel told us something more about that. It is about how Joseph received his vision. Joseph received his vision from his dream. And of course, it was in the night, because it is written it was in the night. Well, I don't know. If I was dreaming and I saw something, maybe I couldn't respond that well. My mind doesn't work that clearly right away. Maybe I would think, is it true? Or is it just my dream? But the interesting part is what Joseph, he received this word from an angel. Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Can you pay attention to the next verse? Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt. Maybe if I were him, I would say, okay, let's get up in the morning and pack things well. At least I need my birth certificate, passport, and a visa card, MasterCard, a lot of things. But Joseph didn't do that. Right away, he didn't delay. My brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our human lives, when we are facing something that is not just, something has been done wrongly to me. What would I do? I ponder. I wonder. Maybe I would complain. Maybe I would cry, and I call it pray. Of course, pray includes that. However, can I discern a word that is directly from God? If it is contrary to what I think, can I be obedient just as Joseph? So, brothers and sisters, let's take a look at this holy family. This family, it is just an ordinary family, like yours, like mine. And what is extraordinary? What is so different from this family is their obedience. We have nothing to say to Jesus that you don't understand me. You were not me. How would you know how I suffered? Jesus sat in our shoes. He was in our perfect human form. Everything we struggled, he went through. And this is the way that he set an example for us, because he is the Word of the Father, became in flesh. And he also, by this way, he shows us the way to get away of this world. Today, we've heard hymns and the scriptures. And oftentimes, we heard, this is to fulfill, this is to fulfill, by the prophets, by the scriptures. My brothers and sisters, do you believe? Jesus, if he is the master, he has to go through all of this. So do we. Do you believe if Jesus, he has conquered all of this? So do we. The battle is won. And this is what was happened. Maybe to us, to those villages around Bethlehem, certainly to the city of Bethlehem, to all the boys around to or under, it is not fair. But do you believe that God said, vengeance is mine, and vengeance is only for God to take care of? My sisters and brothers, we are still in the Christmas tide. Let this Christmas give us the sense what Jesus is going through, because we know the victory is already there. The sign of this babe is the sign of our victory. It's the sign of our escape. It's the sign of our exodus. And today, we are celebrating, because Jesus himself was tested by what he suffered. He is able to help us who are being tested. Brothers and sisters, whenever you encounter a mountain that is so high, pray to that, to God, about this mountain. Pray to God. Jesus is able. Jesus is able. Jesus is able to deliver me. Amen.